This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. You know, sometimes in it's very common in life as you move past a stage, particularly a difficult stage of your life, you reminisce about your old days, right? You think back to the times when they were hard, whether it be in school, whether it be coming to a new country, whether it be trying to survive, or you lost a job, whatever it is, you lost a loved one. And sometimes you sit with close friends or family and you kind of think back to old times. And the Sahaba weren't any different. This is a human phenomena. So I wanted to share with you one story from the life of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. Abu Hurairah, he was wearing two garments from linen. And it was dyed with a red color. And so he took one of the garments and he wiped his nose with it. And when he did that, the memories hit him. And he said, "Bakhin, bakhin." Abu Hurairah, he's talking to himself, and he says, like, "Bakhin, bakhin" is like kind of like, "Whoa, like, man, you made it," kind of almost like that kind of phrase. He's saying, like, Abu Hurairah is wiping his nose with linen. And then he mentions what his situation was like before. And he says that Abu Hurairah used to be from Ahlul Suffa. Ahlul Suffa were the poor in Medina who didn't have any family, didn't have a business or a job or land to raise crops and whatnot. He lived in the masjid. Ahlul Suffa, they lived in the back of the masjid. And so he says that there would be periods in my life when I would walk between the minbar of the Prophet ﷺ and the room of Aisha radiallahu anha, and I would be so hungry that I would literally fall down and pass out. And people would walk by me, see me on the floor lying down, and they would put their foot on my neck thinking that I was crazy. He says, وَمَا بِي مِن جُنُونَ مَا بِي إِلَّا الْجُوعَ. He says, I wasn't hungry, I wasn't crazy. All that led me to that point was extreme hunger. And he says, now I'm wearing two cloth garments. And so, in another narration also in Bukhari, Abu Hurairah tells us a story. And it's powerful because Abu Hurairah, as we know, he's the most prolific narrator of hadith. And so some of the hadith that he narrates fall in line with the experience that he had with this on this day. He swears by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says that, I used to lie down and put my stomach against something on the ground to apply pressure to my stomach. He says, I used to tie a rock to my stomach tightly to put pressure on my empty stomach to relieve the pain of hunger. And he says, and one time I was so hungry that I just sat in the road. And I waited for people to pass by. And he says, فَمَرَّ أَبُو بَكْرٍ. Abu Bakr passed by. So he says, فَسَأَلْتُهُ عَنْ آيَةٍ مِّن كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. So I asked him about the tafsir of an ayah in the book of Allah. And he says, مَا سَأَلْتُهُ إِلَّا لِيُشْبِعَنِي. He says, I didn't really have a question about the ayah. My hope was, when I asked Abu Bakr this question, he would say, hey, let's come over, let's have some chai, some crackers, some dates, whatever, and we'll talk about the ayah. So he was hoping he would get an invitation to the house of Abu Bakr. But he says, فَمَرَّ وَلَمْ يَفْعَلْ. Abu Bakr didn't get the hint. And so he didn't say if he answered the question or not, but he says he just kept going and he didn't invite me over. And so he says, so I waited. And then he says, ثُمَّ مَرَّ عُمَرْ رَضِ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. So he says, فَسَأَلْتُهُ عَنْ آيَةٍ مِّن كِتَابِ اللَّهِ مَا سَأَلْتُهُ إِلَّا لِيُشْبِعَنِي. And again, I asked him about an ayah in the book of Allah. I only asked him that so that he could invite me to his house and feed me. And he says, فَمَرَّ وَلَمْ يَفْعَلْ. He also passed by and he didn't invite me over. And then he says, ثُمَّ مَرَّ أَبُو الْقَاسِمِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. And then Abu al-Qasim, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he passed by. And when he saw Abu Huraira, he says, فَتَبَسَّمَ حِينَ رَآنِي. Right when he saw Abu Huraira, the Prophet smiled. And he says, Abu Huraira says that, وَعَرَفَ مَا فِي نَفْسِي وَمَا فِي وَجْهِي. And right away he knew what was going on, what I was thinking about, and what you could see in my face of hunger. So he says, Ya Aba Hir, Abu Huraira. He says, Labbayka Ya Rasulullah. Here I am, O Messenger of Allah. He says, Ilhaq, come with me. So he says, so I followed him, and we went to his house. So the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam goes home, and he realizes Abu Huraira is hungry. Right? He knows that. And so he asks, you know, do we have anything at home? And he is told that there is a cup of milk. A cup of milk. And he says, where is this from? Now, the practice of the Prophet was what? If he received sadaqah, he would give it out and he would not take part in it. And if it was a gift, he would also give it out, but he would also take part in it, right? One of the signs of the Prophet that Salman al-Farisi was looking for. Right? This is the practice of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And so he asked his wives and they told him that it was gifted to you. So Abu Huraira was like, okay, alhamdulillah, the Prophet knows what's going on, I'm going to get my meal for the day. But then the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he tells him, he says, إِلْحَقْ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِ الصُّفَّةِ فَدْعُوهُمْ لِي. He tells Abu Huraira, oh Abu Huraira, go to Ahl al-Suffah and call all of them over. We're going to have a big party inshaAllah. Now Abu Huraira is narrating the hadith himself and he's being completely honest here. Right, he says, فَسَأَنِي ذَلِكَ. Like that disappointed me. And he goes on to say that, فَقُلْتَ. And he's saying to himself, وَمَا هَذَا اللَّبْنُ فِي أَهْلِ الصُّفَّةِ. He says, what will this one cup of milk do amongst all of the Ahl al-Suffah? How can one cup of milk be sufficient for all of the Ahl al-Suffah, right? And he says, I have more rights to have this milk. I'm here. You know, like I'm with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so he says, and then he says, and he realizes, he says that, and he knows, because the Messenger of Allah is the teacher, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right? So he knows, Abu Huraira, he hasn't been a Muslim for long, but he already knows some rules. The one who is inviting is going to be the one who is serving, not eating first. So he says, so this small amount of milk, not only do I have to invite them, I am going to be the one who will be serving them. So what will be remain for myself? But he says, وَلَمْ, and this is very, very important, and this is kind of the crux of the matter, one of the lessons I want to share is, he says, وَلَمْ يَكُنْ مِنْ طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ وَطَاعَةِ رَسُولِهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ بُدْ. He says, never will I contradict the command of Allah or the command of the Messenger of Allah, even if it appears to be at my own loss. If the Messenger of Allah told me to call them, I will call them. So he goes and he calls Ahl al-Suffah. And then he calls them, and then the Messenger of Allah, as expected, the Messenger of Allah told him, you know, to provide the milk to each person. So Abu Huraira goes to the first man and he gives him the milk. And the narration, again, it's very interesting how Abu Huraira is recalling the story. He says, the man would drink hatta yarwa. Fayashrabu hatta yarwa. He would drink and drink and drink until he would be completely filled. And then he would give back the cup to Abu Huraira. And Abu Huraira would then go to the next person. And the next person would drink and drink and drink until he was filled, until finally everybody from Ahl al-Suffah drank. And then the Abu Huraira comes, he says, and the last person in line now is who? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa, right? And he says, حَتَّى انْتَهَيْتُ إِلَى النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَقَدْ رُوِيَ الْقَوْمُ كُلُّهُمْ. Everybody else, they drank. So the only people left to drink are two. The Messenger of Allah and Abu Huraira. And so the Messenger of Allah, Abu Huraira says, فَنَظَرَ إِلَيَّ. He looks at me. فَتَبَسَّمَ. And he again smiles in my face. And he says, أباهر. And he says, لَبَّيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. He says, بَقِيتُ أَنَا وَأَنْتْ. There's only two people left. And Abu Huraira is thinking, who's the milk for, right? So the Messenger of Allah tells Abu Huraira, drink. And so he drank. And then he says, he finished drinking and he gave it to the Prophet. The Prophet said, drink again. And he drank again. And then he says, the Prophet kept telling me to drink and drink and drink until he says, وَالَّذِي بَعْثَكَ بِالْحَقْ مَا أَجِدُ لَهُ مَسْلَكَ. O Messenger of Allah, I swear by the one who has sent you with the truth, I have no space left to drink the milk. And then he gave the cup to the Prophet ﷺ, and then the Messenger of Allah ﷺ, he praised Allah and he said Bismillah, and then he also drank what remained. Now the story, there's a lot of lessons you can learn from the story, and maybe on your way home, if you're here, if you came with her family, you can talk about some lessons that you can try and derive. What I was hoping to draw from the hadith is not only an understanding of the need of the Sahaba at the time of the Prophet ﷺ, and the level of their poverty, but also the Messenger of Allah is teaching Abu Hurairah something here. This whole thing, Abu Hurairah himself says, the moment he saw me in the street, he knew in my face and what is in my heart that I am here because I'm hungry. He knew. He would pass out in front of his home himself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Right? But the Prophet sallallahu took him through this whole exercise, calling others, being generous to others, to give, teaching Abu Hurairah to give preference to others over yourself, even if you are the one who is in need. And this is one of the defining qualities of the Ansar. And it's a quality that Allah preserved in the Quran when He says, وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةً. The Ansar are a people who give preference to others over themselves, even if they themselves are in desperate need. And this ayah was actually revealed after an incident that Abu Hurairah himself narrated. He says, when a man came to the Messenger of Allah and he was hungry, and the Messenger of Allah went to his house and his wife told him, we only have water. So he said, who will feed this man? A famous story, you guys have heard this before. And one Ansari man said, I will. So he goes home and he tells his wife, do we have food? She says, all we have is something that's a small amount to feed our children, to feed my children. So he says, well, you know, cook the food, turn on the light, the lantern. It was at Isha time, it was dinner time. Turn on the light, and then make your kids go to sleep without feeding them. Just keep them busy until they fall asleep. And so she did that. And then what their plan was, they took out the food and they presented it to the guest. And then the wife intentionally, though she made it look accidentally, knocks out the lantern and the light turns out. So they're sitting now in the dark. And so the wife and the husband both are pretending to eat. And the guest feels, he senses that they're eating, but in reality they were pretending to eat because they only had enough food that would feed one adult. And they didn't say this to him, they didn't say this to the Messenger of Allah, they didn't say this to anybody else. But after the next day, when the man goes to the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he tells the man that Allah smiled and was impressed and laughed at what you did last night. He didn't say anything to the Messenger of Allah. This was a secret deed he did between him and Allah. And this is what I wanted to drive home. The spirit of a believer is not just giving preference to others over themselves, but doing so in a way that the person doesn't sense that you're doing it. The person doesn't sense that you're doing them a favor. That the deed is so hidden that Allah revealed an ayah to expose what the man did when he said, Allah was happy what you did, and he revealed the verse, وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا. That they give preference to others over themselves even when they are in need. So it's a glimpse into the life of Abu Hurairah in his early days and how he dedicated himself to the preservation of hadith. He narrated over 5,000 hadith, the most of any of the Sahaba, as you all know. And this was part of the reason why he dedicated himself to being with the Prophet. And we ask Allah to give us tawfiq, to make us amongst those who have the qualities of the Sahaba, including being generous to others, and those who that we have the ability and the insights to provide those who are in need, without them asking of us. And the ability to give preference to others over ourselves. Allahumma ameen, barakallahu feekum, subhanakallahumma wa hamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.